Proclamation number 4508 of 12th of December, 1948. God's Word. Parables. Imagery. People's unwillingness. You'll only understand the meaning of my words if you are serious about standing in truth. I have always spoken to people in parables in order to stimulate them to think, otherwise the words would have fallen on their ears if they did not have the serious will to think about them. I gave free rein to their thoughts and therefore suggested everything to them accordingly. The imagery was intended to bring to life in them what I had to say to them. And thereby I achieved more with those people than with the dry teaching which remained incomprehensible to them until they possessed deeper realization through a life of love. And in this way my teaching was also written down according to my will. And again, it only requires the individual's serious will to penetrate the core of my teaching, which was veiled by parables and figurative paraphrasing in order to encourage the human being to think about it. This is truly a small requirement to take my word as the content of one's thoughts, to seriously think about the meaning and purpose of those words which contain my teaching of love, and anyone who has the serious will also soon understand the meaning and be able to give a correct explanation himself in case of dispute. For I want people to discuss my word, only then will they receive the right blessing from it, only then will the seed planted in the soil come up. Speech and counter-speech stick in the memory more than a written word which is read over if the person does not have the need to draw deeper knowledge from the scriptures which reproduced my word. Through speech and counter-speech the human being is forced to take a stand and to express his thoughts. Therefore it is far more successful to cultivate an exchange of thoughts in a small circle than to listen to my word without being allowed to express it in return, for the human being's intellect certainly accepts my word but not the heart, which is then dependent on the human being's will to encourage the intellect to convey to the heart what it has received through listening. However, what is heard usually escapes the intellect without the heart having taken notice of it, and then my words are completely meaningless because their meaning would be hidden from the intellect but obvious to the heart. And therefore I had my word written down in this form by the disciples, well considering most people's unwillingness to deal with these words of mine in detail. Yet I have made it dependent on their thinking about it to what extent my word becomes comprehensible to them. Amen.